A check of your Michigan planting weather forecast. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. Well, planting progress is really starting to pick up across the state, but will Mother Nature continue to cooperate? Eric Pfeiffer is here with your Michigan planting weather forecast.
Thank you, CJ. And the forecast is presented by Greenstone Farm Credit Services. Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is calling for a nice extended forecast, but that's not before some rain hits here over the next day or so.
Right now, I'm going to put in another 1.5 to 1.5 inches of rain coming across the entire state of Michigan as we move through the evening and overnight, Friday night into early Saturday morning. Good coverage here, good rains. And then this low sits a little bit farther to the north and east, and we circulate cloud cover around through the balance of a Saturday. So while we could be dry for a good chunk of the daytime hours Saturday, I don't think we see a lot of sun right away.
Martin says some cooler temperatures are trying to come in for Sunday and Monday, but sunshine will dominate. After that,
while a major weather system is trying to come together in the plains and move eastward, bringing rains to Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio, I don't think we see much more than a few clouds here. Maybe we get some of this rain shower action in far southern tier counties, Berrien County, Cass, Hillsdale, and the likes, but I don't think it gets any farther north. With that holding, we should be dry in Michigan over the bulk of Michigan all the way through next week. I'm going to say additionally Tuesday through Friday, we are rain-free.
For Memorial Day weekend, Martin is calling for the dry stretch to continue.
We're seeing some heat-based scattered showers trying to pop up to our west and south, but right now those do not have a good footprint here. I think as you move on further through that last week of May, we might see a few heat-based pop-up showers Wednesday the 28th, Thursday the 29th, but right now it doesn't look like it's a wide-ranging batch of moisture. I think we see net drying take control over Michigan here the second half of this month, after the rains that we're seeing here nearby.
Find more forecast details Friday afternoon at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.